Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Batting second. The shortstop, Chris Gomez. Batting third. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting fourth. The DH, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Clark. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Higginson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Phil Nevin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Tingley. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jose Lima. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Matt Morello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Maestelo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Matt Lawton. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frankie Rodriguez. And now, play ball. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maestelo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fielder takes first base on ball four. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fielder moves to second. One out. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maestelo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higginson for the out. Fielder moves to third. Two outs. Phil Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nevin takes first base on ball four. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova hits a pop-up towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morello for the out. Two outs. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rabulet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tingley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maestela settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Curtis is 0 for 1 in the game. Curtis hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rabulet juggles the ball. That's an error on Rabulet. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Maestela is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maestela hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hickenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fryman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a pop-up towards third. Rabulet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hickenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickenson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Nevin. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cordova for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morello is 0 for 1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Hickenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nevin hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tingley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tingley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Curtis is 0-for-2 in the game. Curtis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maesteller is 0-for-1 in the game. Maesteller strikes out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Gomez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-2 in the game. Fryman hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fielder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fielder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Maxey now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive towards short. Gomez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawton moves to second. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Lawton moves to third. Becker moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lawton scores. Becker moves to third. Puckett moves to second. It's 2-1. Twins. Joe Boever now pitching. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Becker scores. Puckett scores. Cordova moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rabule is 0-2 in the game. Rabule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cordova scores. Morello moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maesteller is 0-2 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clark scoops it up and throws to first, with Boever covering, for the out. Morello scores. Rabule moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0-2 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rabule scores. It's 7-1, Twins. Mike Myers now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Higginson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Higginson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Higginson is 0-2 in the game. Higginson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Maesteller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Higginson for the out. 1 out. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nevin is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Nevin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-2 in the game. Fletcher is hit by the pitch. Ron Tingley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tingley is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Tingley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Becker is hit by the pitch. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Becker moves to second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordova is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Higginson. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Becker scores. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Twins. Brian Bohannon now pitching. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morello is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordova moves to third. 1 out. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabule is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maesteller is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eric Shellstrom now pitching. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Curtis is 0 for 3 in the game. Curtis hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Becker. Curtis reaches second base with a double. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 3 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Fielder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into left field. Nevin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bohannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Hickenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Higginson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Higginson is 0 for 3 in the game. Higginson hits a fly ball into center field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Nevin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nevin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nevin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Maestler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.